You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week, we're going to go back and feature an artist that I think you're all going to really enjoy, Paul Ashe and his orchestra. Now, he's best remembered today for his large semi-symphonic orchestra that frequented the pits of many major movie palaces in the late 1920s and early 1930s. Born in Germany, Ashe's family immigrated to America and settled in Milwaukee, where he formed his first orchestra in 1910. After serving in the Army during World War I, he moved to New York and briefly became an actor, appearing in several silent films. For many years, he led pit orchestras at the Paramount Theaters in Brooklyn and Manhattan, where he discovered the singer Helen Kane of Betty Boop fame. Ashe eventually moved to Chicago and formed a new orchestra, which toured the surrounding area. The group performed mainly in large movie houses without PA systems, as these are better suited for the type of ensemble that he had. Among Paul Ashe's alumni are some of the greatest in the big band era: Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Red Navarro. One of the band's vocalists was Martha Raye, who would later go on to fame as a singer and comedian. Ashe played piano, violin, and also wrote lyrics. He co-authored I've Grown So Lonely, Thinking of You, and That's Why I Love You So with Walter Donaldson. Well, wherever you're listening to this, I hope that you're comfortable and ready to listen to some great music by Paul Ashe and his orchestra. The first tune we're going to listen to today is My Pet, March the 26th in Chicago, 1928.
Thank you.
next selection is It's a Happy Old World After All from 1926 with the vocal by Paul Small. Next is Beetle Umbo from 1927 with vocals by Johnny Marvin and Ed Smalley.
Thank you. wherever you go. Beedle-um, beedle-um, beedle-um-bo. Beedle-um, beedle-um-bo.
Our next tune was recorded in Chicago in 1927, Love and Kisses, with vocal by Paul Small and Milton Watson.
December the 20th, 1927, New York, was recorded Everywhere You Go, with vocal by Seeger Ellis.
world says hello. Everywhere you go.
Our next tune is from 1928, 10 Little Miles from Home. What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be was recorded on January the 4th, 1928 in New York. The vocals are Harry Scrappy Lambert.
Big idea. Think of the moon above, it doesn't speak of love, Mary. Why do you lead me on? Why do you be so contrary? Don't let my castles come tumbling down. Think of the things in store, what are you waiting for, Mary?
Next tune is going to feature Paul Ash on violin. You're Wonderful, 1928, it was recorded in Chicago on March 23rd.
Thank you.
let's listen to another Chicago recording from November the 30th, 1926. Take in the sun and hang out the moon. Once again, you'll hear Paul Ashe on violin. Friends, it's time to close our show for today. It's just too short, isn't it? I do hope that you will come again next week and bring a friend and tell a friend about the Big Band Serenade, the only place where you get the best and the most variety of any Big Band era show. We're going to close with Oh, If I Only Had You from 1926 with the vocals by Milton Watson.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, gang.
Well, what's it going to be this time, Paul?
A cute little number entitled, Oh, If I Only Had You. Let's go.
Thank you. have. Oh, what sweet lips you have. Oh, if I only had you. Oh, what nice ways you have. Oh, what nice days we'd have. Oh, if I only had you. And oh, what wonderful dreams I dream. Oh, how sweet they seem. You could make them come true. Oh, what big eyes you have. Oh, what a prize I'd have. Oh, if I only had you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.